Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Now is a great time to order your hat trick package, including a stylish limited edition hat, plus tickets to three Admirals games for only $69. Go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com for more info.
Now, a baseball guy who tells it like it is. Your fan host, Tim Allen.
And it is a final from Tampa, and the results once again are good. Another Brewers victory. A 3-0 shutout over the Rays. And welcome, everybody. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim Allen, Baby Tauss, Bill Schmidt, Anthony Mandela. 3-0. They've shut out the Rays in the series thus far. And another win for the Brewers. They're 59th on the season. Now, again, I don't know if we clearly fully have grasped what this 59 wins is quite yet. I don't even know if I have. Billy, have you?
Yeah, I do. It's a gift from the gods.
And it just keeps giving this year in 2017. The baseball gods just handed them another win, and the beat goes on. Another Brewers victory. They beat the Rays tonight. They take the series on the road, and they'll go after the sweep tomorrow as they get their 59th victory opposite 53 losses. And 59, it's significant because there's 50 games left now, Billy, okay? So now we can square up the number here a little bit. Let's say for the sake of the argument, the Brewers go just 500.
So 25 and 25.
Yes, on the way out.
Just wanted to make sure my math was right. Okay, cool.
So that means you need to add 25 losses and 25 wins, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm following you.
Okay. So if they have 59 right now, 59
okay.
plus 25.
Carry the one.
Equals?
84 wins.
That's it. 84 victories. That's just with a 500. Let's go back one. Let's say they go two under. At 24 and 26 for the final 50.
83 wins.
59 plus 24. 83 wins. So I'm not sure we fully yet as a group understand the type of season that they're having.
Well,
now, one could say, Billy, one could say, well, it all depends on what the Cubs are going to do. No, not really. That's not what we're talking about.
That's not the issue.
We're just going to keep this in-house as to what the Brewers could or couldn't do. So that's the question of the 50 remaining games. And again, the schedule can get a little dicey. There's some additional games against the Nationals. There's a Dodgers series. There's a Rockies series.
About 20 games in the month of September against division teams.
Division opponents. You've got the Cardinals. You've got, at least six left against the Cubs,
Left against the Cubs.
Seven. All right. So it can get a little dicey, but you do have the Reds in there. I mean, you've got...
You go out west.
You do have the Twins coming up starting Monday for four. You've got the Giants, so you get a little mix and match grab bag here on the during the schedule on the way out. Again, we go back to tomorrow. Get number 60. Get 60 and have the gift keep giving. How many wins is a really fair number for this team to win on the way out in their final 50? 799-1250. Let's go back over some of the game notes in this one. There is a little blemish on this game, and that happened in the second inning with Travis Shaw.
Yeah, really, really a tough situation for Travis Shaw.
Two balls, two strikes to Sogard. Shaw is running, pitches inside. Shaw got a jump and a half, and then he got hit by the throw from Sucre. Oh, that got Shaw, and he is shaken up.
Man, I don't think that they even got a glove on that. I think that went right into Shaw as he slid into second base.
Athletic trainer Dan Wright getting out there right away.
And you can see the reaction, Cobb and the catcher Sucre. I mean, they're having a difficult time with that. They saw what happened.
Kind of scary here, Billy.
Yeah, this is just like patiently waiting a horror movie.
Levering was saying he was shaking.
Just laying there.
Yeah, never got a glove on it. Echeverria never got a glove on it.
Got him flush.
Not sure if we got the helmet. Part of the helmet or all helmet. Let's see.
The helmet flies off and goes middle of right field.
Yeah, that was rough.
Got smacked in the head too, with the glove.
Man, it looks like Echeverria. Does he have the ball in his glove? I don't think so. No, he never did touch it.
No.
Knocked the helmet off, and you just hope that Travis Shaw is going to be all right.
He does walk off.
Yep, he goes off under his own power. Obviously shaken as he's being escorted by Dan Wright and Craig Counsell off the field.
Yeah, they're saying a neck contusion as the ball hit him in the neck. And, the first thing I thought about, and we've talked about it on this show, guys, not to bring everybody down around the evening, but we talked about the Corey Koski injury.
Mm-hmm. That was the first thing that popped in my mind.
And that was more or less, he was never hit in the head. He never really hit his head. It just jarred his head. It jarred the neck.
Yep.
And he was never the same after that. So, neck contusion is what they're saying for Travis Shaw. We'll get a little bit more on that when we hear from Craig Counsell in just a little bit, but that's a rough, rough one for Travis Shaw right there. That happened in the second inning. Things got a little bit better in the third. The birthday boy from yesterday, it was Orlando Arcia in the third.
And Bronx is running again, and Arcia shoots one into right field, diving and not able to get it is Sousa, and Broxton had to hold up, but now they're waving him in. He will score, and Arcia to second, and the Brewers grab the lead in the third.
Boy, very fortunate were the Brewers. That could have turned into a double play very easily had Sousa been able to make the catch.
Man, there it was, a one-zip lead, and for a while there, as it turned out, it would have been all that was needed in this game. They do tack on in the ninth inning. As we fast forward to the ninth, we'll dissect the pitching here in just a second. But in that ninth inning, Brewers up one zip, looking for some insurance and leading off the ninth in for Travis Shaw's HP.
Harris swings and lifts one into left center field. He hit it well, and it is gone! Hernan Perez goes deep in the ninth, and it's 2-0 Brewers. Crew.
Now that is a clapping moment right there. That was, standing up, fist pumping.
That was big.
Needed that insurance run.
Yeah, and they get another one later on in the inning. I thought there was an issue with Jonathan Villar in a bat in his hand without a bunting situation. But
first and second, nobody out.
We'll pass.
Prime spot for a bunt, and I'm not a big bunt guy.
A 217 hitter laying down a bunt might be appropriate, but so be it. He strikes out. Later on in the inning, the Brewers do get the bases loaded, and they get one the easy way.
Two-strike pitch. And that Robbie gets by Ramos to here. The screen, and scoring is Aguilar. There you go, Rock.
Yeah, got the slider down, and he threw it to the screen, and there's a big insurance run on an 0-2 pitch.
Yeah, that was big right there. 3-0 into the bottom of the ninth inning. Swarzak in for the save. Corey Knebel been a little overworked as of late, and there's the Brewers' victory, 3-0. We haven't even mentioned the star of the game in this one, have we?
Nope.
There's one big superstar, and he's the smallest guy on the team. He's the superstar, a big one. That's Zach Davies. 13th victory for Davies tonight, 7 shutout innings on just one hit given up. Did walk a couple of men, had two strikeouts, a lot of balls in play. You had an error or two behind him, but nonetheless, Zach Davies, don't look now. That ERA is approaching the three range, three plus.
Four straight starts in seven innings of work at least for Zach Davies. Now down to a 4.18 ERA. When he started that run, it was a 5.08 ERA.
4.18 and 13 victories for Zach Davies. He has put things together to form of last year a little bit. He has.
Mm-hmm.
And that is big time. The Brewers offense still just kicking and scratching to get runs. But I'll tell you what, MVP of this run that the Brewers may be on this year, or at least since the All-Star break, has to be the pitching. It just does. Collectively, the bullpen guys, the starters, it's been dynamite. And there's a Brewers victory as they get their 59th, just 50 games left here in the 2017 championship season. And how many of those 50 do they win? I mean, let's face it. So you break it down as we started out the show, 25 and 25. You go 500, you still have an 84-win team right here.
Now let's go on a positive end, though.
Absolutely. Let's go the other way.
You win 30 of those games.
Well, that's 10 over in 50. I'm not sure that they're going to get done.
Well, they had 50 wins at the All-Star break, and now we're going into the 6th of August. And they've won 9 games. So they're going to have to turn it around at some point.
They're going to have to, and it's got to come from the offense. I mean, this pitching is going to let up just a little bit, and that offense has got to just, the timing may be right where the offense just picks it up. Well, we discussed that a little bit over the last few weeks, mm-hmm. but let's say they win 27 and 23.
Okay, that's a good mark.
Okay, four over. I think that's a fair mark. I really do, despite the schedule, despite everything else. Four over, you're looking at an 86-win team, guys. 86. You're pushing on 90 here. That's good enough to make the playoffs.
And playing four games over 500, you know what you reach at that point? Back to your high water mark of 11 games over.
And that's where they would end up.
Mm-hmm.
799-1250, 50 games remain here in the 2017 season. Your reaction on the ball game tonight, they shut out the Rays again for the second straight game, 18 shutout innings for this pitching staff.
And you got your horse, Jimmy Nelson, going tomorrow. Going to be a great game tomorrow.
A great game tomorrow.
Jimmy Nelson against Chris Archer is one of the best pitching matchups you could ask for.
Similar numbers. If you look at the mm-hmm. numbers, both these guys have similar type seasons going. But, boy, that'd be something if Jimmy Nelson steps up and continues to do what he's been doing as of late. But, man, this is, I would say, I hate to say it this way.
Well, this doesn't sound good.
No,
He's tapping his fingers on the ground. He's tapping his fingers. That's never a good sign.
I'm trying to figure out how to put this without stirring up trouble.
Okay, cool.
I do believe that there's some people that still don't want to appreciate and buy into this thing. I do.
Is there one person you're thinking of?
Well, there's a few.
Let's figure it out. Let's spin the wheel of doubters. Your guess?
Joe Zenzola.
Correct.
There you go. See, I got one. All right. Let's see here. I got another one.
You want
spin
another
the
one?
Wheel.
All yeah. right. What's your name, little guy?
My name is Timmy.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Anybody you want to say hi to, Timmy?
My mommy.
All right. Who's your guest, Timmy?
My guess as to the person that doubts the Brewers, Bob Nightingale.
Correct.
Yes.
Two for two.
I got another one. All right. You want to try one?
Yeah. One. I want to try one. I want to try one. My name's Rachel.
Hello, Rachel. That's a good spin there.
I'm going to pick Gary Ellerson.
Correct.
Yeah.
You got a win right there. So there are more. There are definitely more that would doubt the team, and you know that's where they're at. That's where they're at. But I've beaten a dead horse here over the course of the season as to when everybody is on. When does everybody get on? Like we were out to dinner last night, and every TV in the joint had the Brewers game
mm-hmm.
on. So there is starting to be an avalanche here of Brewer followers. right now.
Maybe we just get brainwashed by what we see around us. Maybe we don't get to talk to enough of the Brewer fans that are hanging on every pitch. Maybe those aren't the ones that are calling us every night. I think some of them are.
For sure they are.
But I think some of them are just a little, just, you know, they're into it, and they're backing it, but they don't want to stir up the trouble.
No. I would say there's some.
We'll stir it up for you.
We'll stir it all up. I don't think I've asked this in a while. Honestly, I stayed away from it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think back to the uniting of all Brewers fans, we all united in 2008, right?
For sure.
We all came together.
And we partied at Summerfest when we got to the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was the big run. And
I left school early.
Everybody. Were they a good enough team back then to win the World Series?
No.
On paper, just like this year, no. On paper.
Mm-hmm.
Could they have? Sure. They could have. But you can't win a World Series unless you get into the playoffs.
Right.
Okay, so 2000.
That's the ticket you need.
2009 and 10, the Maka years.
We all fell asleep.
We did. Grandpa put us to sleep with a bedtime story. And then we bounced back in 11 with Renicky's first year. And did we all buy in 2011?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
That place was rocking every night.
All of us did. All Brewers fans. Even if you were a cursory Brewer fan. Yeah, the Packers are my first love. Bucks are my second. Badgers are my third. And then the Brewers. Okay, even those people. All bought in 2011. I'm not sure that it would ever happen this year, based on a lot of conversation, based on a lot of media, based on a lot of social media, based on a lot of broadcast, TV, podcast, you name it. I think there's so much poison out there right now, Billy, that it would take them running away and leading the Cubs by 10 games with 6 left before anyone would buy in. You know what I'm saying?
See, but I do think that a lot of people are being a little bit more day-to-day into it. Kind of like I talked to Joe. I tried to talk Joe off the ledge.
Incrementally?
And they're getting to that point now. When you're chasing, I feel like when you're in one of these pennant races and you're chasing, it almost brings more of the thrill of the fight. And when the Brewers were 5.5 games up, all the conversation was, well, when's the bottom going to drop out? When's the bottom going to drop out? Now it's saying, well, we're still in this thing. We're still in this thing. Every time the Brewers win and every time the Cubs lose, it's another free day.
But how much did the media affect this?
A ton.
You know, not just around here, mm-hmm. and not just us, and,
right.
and not just the TV or the flagship and talk show, just all of it in general.
Well, everything you heard was how this is a rebuild,
mm-hmm.
and we're rebuilding, so you don't have to expect much.
Well, there's MLB Network or Baseball Tonight or the Sunday Night Baseball broadcast on ESPN, all of it, just across the board. I think it has had an impact, and it has affected people. It has. The strong-willed, the strong-minded, you guys know what's what. You do. And you know, I've been accused of, steering fans as to how to feel. I don't want to do that. I really don't. You guys do what you do. But I'm just sort of puzzled in a way that it would be steered to the point where in a normal year, and I don't know what's normal, but in a given year, we would be going bananas right now. We are. Don't get me wrong. I am. Mm-hmm. That doesn't affect me. That doesn't affect you and a lot of our listeners on the postgame show. That will not affect the hardcores that get it. But just the rest, I'm just wondering if the media has had an impact on them. I'm wondering. Because this is a whole hell of a lot of fun. This type of baseball, it's the eighth inning when there's one out in the first.
Mm-hmm.
You know
that? When you can only score one run.
When you can only get one run across through 8 innings, you better be hanging on every pitch because every situation is huge.
And I think that Cubs series had a lot to do with it. All those games were so tight and there was so much attention paid to every single day. I think that might have been a turning point for a lot of people saying, all these games are going to be close. 50. And they're remembering why everyone was so excited early on in the season, because they're playing hard and playing good baseball.
And they are.
And fun, entertaining baseball.
And they are. And this continues. There's 50 games left this year. How many games do you think is a fair amount for this team to win? You've had 112 games now to assess the damage that the Brewers have done so far. You've had 112. I think that's a fair amount of games to kind of gauge what might happen in the final 50. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to win
sample size.
They're not going to win 12 more. Okay? That won't happen. That type of bottom won't drop out on them. Will they not make the playoffs by 2 or 3 or 4? Yeah, maybe. But how many of the next 50? You guys tell us. 799-1250. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. 3-0, another Brewers victory. They shut out the Rays. We'll be back on The Fan.
Where did things go right? Or, well, not so much. Where did this game turn? Time for today's turning point of the game. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right, they win again, 3-0. They shut out the Rays again. They take the game in the series with this one. They're 59-53. 50 games remain here. Are you hanging on every pitch?
Ooh, a lot of people on Twitter
on,
saying
baby.
They are, man.
Come
Ashley
on now.
Saying, hey, out here in Newport Beach in Honolulu, I'm hanging on every pitch. I even watched the Nats and Cubs game today.
That a girl.
There Robert saying, I'm 100% hanging on every pitch, totally into this team, even though they may not be ready for a World Series quite yet. And then our other buddy, Scott, said, if it all comes together when it counts, Timmy, it'll be a fun postseason. Love this quote, rebuild season.
Yeah. Hey, if you're going to rebuild and you do this.
Sounds like Scott wants to play the Wheel of Doubt.
Oh, yep. Next contestant on the Wheel of Doubt.
Scotty.
Scotty, what's your pick?
Seth Everett.
You're a winner on the Brewers Wheel of Doubt. By the way, who has doubted in your life? You can name anybody you want, man. Anybody you want to name, because there's a lot of people that still doubt him.
Call him on the carpet.
Still doubt him. I'm telling you, the 500 team right now, rest of the way out, 500 team gets you 84 wins.
And last time I checked, that's not a bad team.
No, that's not a bad team. And you can't even say they're not that good. I mean, that would be a nice way of saying they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're not that good. No, they're pretty good.
That's like what you say about the kid that's on the end of the bench that no one wants to rip on.
Jonathan Villar?
He's all right. Well, no, I was thinking more like Anthony when he was playing sports. But when you
okay.
So when you look at it, you're like, you know, he's all right. He can play defense really well.
Just
can he?
Can you foul
no, just
one off?
Because he can throw
least?
The ball over to can the he, second baseman. That's not playing good defense.
799-1250. You can hit us up on social media. A couple of things on the table here. Of the 50 remaining games, how many are the Brewers going to win? How many do you think they're capable of winning? Number two, has anyone doubted in your life? Maybe it's your brother-in-law. Maybe it's your cousin, your buddy that's saying, dude, don't do this to yourself. Why do you do that? And are you hanging on every pitch here? Really, it comes down to that. I know we sort of have to. I mean, it's our job, but I would anyway.
Right.
Because this is a gift that keeps giving. The beat goes on. Another Brewers victory. Time for the Turning Point, brought to you by Edible Arrangements Bayshore. And what you can do if you have a gift that you can't come up with, we've got one for you, Edible Arrangements.
I think I'm going to call 414-988-9423, Timmy, and send a get well soon arrangement to Travis Shaw. Make sure that he's all good there. I think you can walk into Edible Arrangements Bayshore. It's right on Silver Spring. And the Brewers are going to Minnesota. I'll be following them up there the next couple of days. So what you can do is you go into Edible Arrangements Bayshore, you call them 414-988-9423. Say you got some family, some friends, or, you know, Travis Shaw up in Minnesota. You say, I'm trying to send something up to Minneapolis. Would you be able to help me with that? Sure, for sure. Arrangements starting at just $39, $29 for boxes of chocolate-covered fruit. You can send them delivery through anywhere in the continental U.S. They have over, I believe it's 1,500 locations. Edible Arrangements does across the country.
Nice.
And they can access all of them over at Edible Arrangements Bayshore.
414-988-9423.
And the number just sticks like a glove.
It does. Turning point in this one. I got to say, it's the hot-hitting Orlando Arcia. That RBI double in the third inning. I mean, it just that was the run they needed. That's a game-winning run right there in the third inning.
And Bronx is running again, and Arcia shoots one into right field, diving and not able to get it is Sousa. And Broxton had to hold up, but now they're waving him in. He will score, and Arcia to second, and the Brewers grab the lead in the third.
Boy, very fortunate were the Brewers. That could have turned into a double play very easily had Sousa been able to make the catch.
All right, that highlight from Fox Sports Wisconsin. Let's get to you guys.
My homies. Quick question. Quick question. Can I say F on the air? Is that okay?
No. No. Well, just the letter F.
Absolutely not.
Just the letter F.
Yep.
So, F the Chicago Cubs, F Rami Mikhailov, and F Rami's hair. Baby Tom's hair is way better than his.
Jeez. Okay, you want to spin the Brewers' Wheel of Doubt?
Nope. There's no doubt here. Timmy, come on. You know me, brother.
No, but
like
who?
You. There's no... So, Timmy, I'm going to answer every question. Let's go. Because I got to call you Timmy because you're like a cousin to me.
Okay, good. All right, here
How many wins?
Yep.
30. 30 and 20.
Ooh, 30 and 20 would be running away with the division. I don't see the Cubs doing that.
89 wins, man. That's a crazy, crazy number.
So, has anyone ever doubted me? I don't know. Probably my ex-wife, but that must be the ex-wife. So, get rid of her ass. One quick thing, though. Quick thing, quick baseball point. You know, we like to laugh and have fun, and we need to do this because we're Brewers fans. Baby Taos, we went back to the throwback to the blue and gold flag out in front of the house, and it's we're about 5-2 since that happened. So
nice.
Up there.
I like that.
That's a good
great RBI hit. He did a great job, but stop at second base, brother, because a fluke hit gets you in the home.
Yep.
I can blink two times and he'll score before I blink twice.
Well, you had some issues there in the eighth. There were some issues in this game. Jacob Barnes, all sorts of trouble in that eighth inning. And, you know, you get Pena throwing the ball away, and then Broxton doesn't throw to second base to hold the lead run out of scoring position. That could have been large in this one.
Well, we don't do that stupid stuff. I was going to say fly to W, but we'll give an F to the W to the Cubs. And we're going to come back tomorrow, and we have an opportunity to sweep. By the way, this is two series wins in a row.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
Justin, you know what you got to do for us?
Four or five.
You know what you got to do for us, Justin? Call up your ex-wife and see if you can borrow that broom that she's riding around on for tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, I can't call that chick. Listen. I'm gonna go ahead and hang up now because I'm going to get in trouble. So I'm going to go ahead and hey, love you guys. Keep going. Let's keep going with this streak. We're going to sweep them, and then F those guys in Minnesota, too. Everything in the state of Minnesota, F them.
Justin, the beat goes on, man. Thanks for the call. 799-1250, Tyler in West Dallas. You're next on The Fan. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, guys. Long time no see, and another great win. And, yeah, I pay attention to every pitch. I love the Brewers just in general, and I cling on to every pitch. And I was just going to say this, Tim. I know that – you know, you constantly are pointing out the doubters and everything. And the thing is, you know, and I'm just saying this just from observation, but for the last 10 years, we've seen this story before. We've seen this happen where the Brewers are looking very, very good.
We have.
And then August or September hits and boom, right back to reality. We've seen it happen in 2007. It nearly happened in 2008. It happened in 2014. We've seen this before. And I'm not saying that there's doubters. I'm just saying that there's caution. There's caution that they don't want to be too, that some people just don't want to be too wrapped up in this because they've seen it happen before and they don't want to get burned again.
They don't want to get their feelings hurt.
Well, no, but they have. I get it. I mean, mm-hmm. In 2008, they slid to the point where they fired their manager.
Yeah, 2008. I mean, if it wasn't for Braun and Fielder having those heroes in that final series, we possibly wouldn't be even getting in the playoffs that year.
Despite CC and what he did that year. Yeah, no, you're right. I get it. But I just think that if that occurs, then it happens. You know what I mean?
No,
and I mildly understand the caution, but not to the degree sometimes that people are throwing it out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. And for me, you know, I know I keep having it in the back of my head that this is a rebuild year, and I'm just saying to myself, just enjoy the ride this year.
There you go. Just
enjoy the ride.
Just enjoy. Do you have someone in your life in and around social media or media in general that has doubted? That just bugs you?
Well, a lot of unnamed people on social media just blasting the Brewers whenever something goes wrong. And I'll admit, I've been guilty of that
All right, spin the wheel. We got to spin the wheel. Let's spin the wheel of doubt. All right, Tyler, what's your guess on the Brewers wheel of doubt?
Bert.
Who?
Who do I guess on the Brewers wheel of doubt?
Yep.
Gotta go with that. Go with that scrub you still got there, Rami. The scrubby.
We have a winner. There you go, Tyler. Thanks for the call.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it going to be story time on the Wendy's Big Show tomorrow?
It might be. Just a.
We'll have the music ready.
Just a needle at him.
Just a needle at him. We're just needling at him tonight.
Jeez. Yeah, they're going to kill us.
Wow.
They are going to kill us.
Hey, guys, it's not us, man.
That's the Brewers' Wheel of Doubt. There's doubters.
We can't figure out who wins.
We have no control over this.
No.
We can have all the good luck charms we want. I had the Mark Loretta giveaway glove on my hand today.
Your throwing motion was good. That bullpen, how did it feel? How's your oblique feeling?
My oblique is starting to heal up a little bit. I got a little bit of a shoulder impingement.
If anybody wants, check out the Fan Facebook page and see Tim Allen and I getting ready for the Fan golf outing. Yeah. Tim might have tweaked something in his back. Yeah. So if anybody has some pointers for us, let us know.
We did a cavalcade of sports videos today, so check it out on the
Fan Facebook
page. I
can't believe I didn't have a football
page.
in my car to play with, though.
799-1250. Yeah, we were looking
Anthony
for a football.
Anthony didn't help us either.
But do you have someone that's doubting, and are you hanging on every pitch yet? Because if not now, I think slowly we're getting there. I think collectively as a Brewers fan base. It has taken some time. Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're next here on the Fan.
Hey, Tim, thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
I appreciate it. There's a couple things. Perez needs to put the ball in his pocket and not throw it.
Okay, yes.
And TM does need to lower it out of sort of second. I mean, Manny Pena, that's just a error.
Okay.
Now, my take on this, I'm still a doubter because they still don't have, they've got four or five starting pitchers. That are pieces. They're missing one.
All right, spin the wheel. Okay. Spin the wheel. Hold on. You can keep going.
Nope, nope. Keep
going. Go ahead,
keep
Rick.
Going, Rick.
Keep going. My guess is Rick in Oakfield on the Wheel of Doubt. Go ahead, Rick.
They ever give Josh Hader 3-4 innings, let him stretch it out, and start him in September. Then you have Woodworth, Anderson, Nelson, Davies, and Hader.
Okay.
That I am in solid.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Hader unless there's emergency situations in the starting rotation. So we have another winner. So finally, Rick, go ahead.
Yeah, then get them ready for next year. Then you're good.
Gotcha. I get you there. All right, thanks for the call. We have another winner, Rick in Oakfield. Jeez.
Well, don't get down.
No, I know that.
Because Brewer fan on Twitter. He says, think the Brew Crew will win 28 more games. I've been hanging on every pitch since I became a baseball fan in 99. Love the crew. Let's win it.
Jeez, that's 88 wins? Is that what that 87 wins?
That'd be 87 wins.
87 wins if they win, 28 of the next 50. Probably doable, right? They better start hitting. Gosh darn it, start hitting the baseball. Jeez.
Mark on Twitter wants to spin the Wheel of Doom.
Wheel of Doubt?
Mark's Wheel of Doubt. Chuck Freeman.
Oh, boy. Do we have a winner? Let's find out. Guess it's Chuck Freeman.
Correct.
We have a winner. Correct. Way to go. If you want to spin the Brewers Wheel of Doubt, who in your area of life is doubting this team? 799-1250. It's all right. That's all right. That's why fans are fans, man. Sometimes we disagree. It's perfectly fine. Just don't hate us personally if we disagree.
Because
we
don't hate you.
Not at all. I've gotten in a lot of scraps and scrapes on the air here, and we're just fine off the air. So it's fine. 799-1250. Get a sports flash from Anthony Mandela, and we'll come back. Are you hanging on every pitch? How many games of the remaining 50 could the Brewers win, in your estimation? And who in your world doubts this team, and it just bugs the living daylights? You can call them out on the radio here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. And welcome back. Brewers get another victory. They're 59th on the season, opposite 53 losses over the Rays here. In shutout style, 2 days in a row, they take the series with this 3-0 victory. Welcome back to the Fan here, Tim Allen, Bill Schmid, and Anthony Mandela. And the Brewers just have 50 games remaining. Now it's starting to fly by, guys. It is. People say, you know, we've been through this, and I can respect that. Tyler in West Allis just said, hey, there's an air of caution because the Brewers have done this in the past and gotten hopes up, and then, you know, they fade at the end or whatever. But can I point out some differences here?
Let's do it.
Oh, I don't know the entire roster, but one player.
I don't know the entire front office.
The manager.
The only thing is the same. Are the ushers down at Miller Park that have been there since the place opened.
The gatekeepers. Bob and guest services.
Yeah, all, Neil that lets us into the ballpark.
Neil at the South Dock. All these guys. That's the same. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the concessions folks are still the same.
Their spring training is at Maryvale for now.
The owner's still the same.
Okay, yep. That's still the same.
Okay.
The ballpark they play in is still the same.
Still the same.
Okay.
But the entire roster and coaching staff, but one player, one guy. Although Ed Cedar.
Oh, yeah, Ed Cedar's still there.
Is he the albatross? What's your guess on the Brewers' Wheel of Doubt?
A lot of people want to play the Wheel of Doubt on Twitter.
799-1250 if you want to jump in here. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on the Fan. What's happening, Greg?
Boys, how are you?
Good, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. You guys know I'm hanging on every pitch. You guys also know that I'm on a lifetime goal to see the Brewers in every MLB city.
That's
I'm
right.
15 now. Yeah, 15 now. Four NL cities and 11 National League cities. Never been to Minnesota. Maybe I should find a flight and meet Billy up there.
For sure, man. Come to the game on Tuesday with me.
Good. He's headed up Monday.
Awesome. You going to both games, Billy, or just Tuesday?
No, I'm just going on Tuesday. I think I'm going to watch it at an establishment tomorrow night or on Monday night.
And I will say this, though. Of all those cities I've been to, my least favorite stadium is definitely Tropicana Field in St. Pete. I know, I understand Brewers of the Rays is a kind of a hard draw for the casual fan down there, but that place is sterile. It's bland.
Yeah, it seems like it. What size market is Tampa, St. Pete? Where does that compare? Because they had 15,000.
I would say it's in the top 20.
15,000 attendance tonight. The Brewers average twice that. They get 15,000 on a Saturday night, and with a team, quite frankly, that's in this thing. They're not out. They're a pretty good baseball team.
Now, it's my understanding that they're building them a new stadium right on the water. It's going to be retractable, maybe open retractable roof or something. It sounds like that's going to be state of the art. Now, my favorite stadium. It's old Tiger Stadium. I was so lucky I got to go there before they tore it down. Saw Steve Sparks knuckle a 2-0 gym there in July of 96.
nice.
That
Steve
is awesome.
Yeah. And before I go, guys, a couple quick points. I got a guy for the Wheel of Doubt.
Oh, Wheel of Doubt. What's your guess?
Yes. Well, this is a little odd one. My old roommate, he goes by the nickname Kojo. He sent me a text when Zach Davies was making a start a while back, and he said, "Who's this guy? He looks like he should be a jockey and be at Pimlico and not at the mound." I said, "You just watch." I said, "Kojo, you just watch. That's the change of speeds, Napoleon." And the beat goes on for my guy Zach Davies.
Absolutely.
23rd start tonight. As I called, I think last month, and said, "Amazing when Manny Pena catches him." It ran the numbers again: 9-1-1-1 with a 2.6. One ERA when the Manny Pena is behind the mound. So
wow.
The beat goes on for our guy.
Awesome. Greg, thanks a lot, man. We'll be in touch, all right?
All right, see you soon, guys.
All right, 799-1250. Yeah, Zach Davies with his 13th victory tonight, 4.18 earned run average.
He does have
victory.
A lot of doubters here. Corey's going to play the Wheel of Doubters. Radio Joe drives me up a wall. He's so ho-hum, everything good and bad with the team. Grow a pair, Joe. 88 wins. Let's go.
We have a winner, do we? Yes.
Yes. Corey's
Joe
a winner.
Zenzola is your guest and a winner. 799-1250. Look, we like to have fun. We do. And you listen to the show, we like to have fun. But part of that fun is getting well, getting a little upset when things don't go quite right. And those days are going to happen once in a while. It's a pennant race. Cubs win earlier today. Brewers still maintain just a half-game deficit behind Chicago here in the NL Central. And don't look now, the Cubs going through a little bit, just a little bit of doubting themselves. They've lost up until today, three in a row. They've had an injury now. Addison Russell hits the DL. So this is going to heat up in the final 50 here. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Going to hear from manager Craig Counsell up next. Maybe we'll get an update on the Travis Shaw injury. That's a big one. Stick around. Still plenty of room for you at 799-1250. We'll be back on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need, before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And the Brewers get a 3-0 shutout victory today. Zach Davies, 7 shutout innings, just 1 hit given up, and it was the bullpen from there. Although, Jacob Barnes, blood pressure rising.
Yeah, he makes you worry about it every time.
Falls behind his leadoff hitter, 3-0, goes 3-1, then a base hit.
He's got to keep grinding it out.
Yes, you
stick to the process.
Stick with the process. That's what you got to do. Travis Shaw, the one concern here in this ball game, second inning, was stealing. You know, that's the thing about baseball, man. With the changes that they are open to make, and we've seen a lot of them over the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the realignment, the interleague play, and now they're working on pace of play and things like that. They're considering the pitch clock. And
you can't take anybody out at second base anymore.
The catcher's rule, can't take the catcher out. And there are some safety issues here. They've put additional netting up, and I think that's going to be uniform around the country as we move forward here a little bit. Safety is a big thing. I only say this, and normally I'm an old school type that I'm open to change. If you're going to change, change. Don't pussyfoot around it. I mean, if you're going to say pace of play is an issue, well, then change it. Hey, dude, you got to pitch the baseball. We're calling a ball. You know, those types of things. Okay, fine. But I didn't like the catcher's rule. I hated the phantom call at second base, so they didn't make an end to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, guys got to have the ball and the bag at the same time to be considered a force out. I love that rule. However, and I don't want to seem inconsistent with this, but the head first slide to me is always a concern. It just is. There are a myriad of issues that can happen on head first slides. And these guys, they go in so hot to these bases head first.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm a little torn, and maybe when my son clears playing baseball at some point, that I'll go back to saying, oh, do what you want to do. But since he's playing, I sort of have that connection a little bit to the head first slide. And, you know, it came up some years ago, and I had never run across this story up until about, I don't know, 5 years ago. Sparky and I were sitting at an ASU Tennessee game, college baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
Out in Arizona, and they had the numbers on a sleeve or something like that, and we had asked some folks sitting right near us what the deal was there, and it was an ASU collegiate baseball player that slid in head first, and just as he was coming in really hot into second base, second baseman had a little bit of a throw to get to, and he moved his plant leg just a tick to where it anchored right at the same time the guy's head was coming in.
Oh.
And he's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life because of it, on a head-first slide. You saw Keon Broxton tonight slide feet first
mm-hmm.
into second base. It wouldn't surprise me that in the future, for safety reasons, they just outlaw the head-first slide. It would not surprise me at all. I don't know if I'm for or against it.
Yeah.
I probably would lean toward being for it at this point. And again, the only reason why is because I have a kid that's
for sure
playing ball.
It's personal. It gets personal there.
And so I don't know, maybe when he stops playing, maybe I'll go back to saying, hey, man, at your own risk, and that's why you get paid, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. You know the risk. They've covered that on the big show like a blanket with Leroy and Gary in terms of player safety and in professional sports. So,
it's near and dear to my heart for sure.
And I take their opinion in high regard.
Yep.
But I did ask them, would you change anything? If you knew then about concussions and whatnot, would you still do it? And Leroy said absolutely he would. Gary said absolutely he would. So let's find out if this Travis Shaw injury is anything to be concerned about. He was hit in the head on a stolen base, and we'll find that out. Let's hear from Craig Counsell. If you want to get in here, 799-1250. But I thought it was worth at least talking about the safety part of things. I mean, could you see it, Billy, before we get to Craig? Could you see it? Where they outlaw head-first slides?
Yeah, I could see it. I'd be 100% against it.
And I get it.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I totally understand why they would do it.
Because they've made changes based on safety anyway.
Yes, and they've made big changes about it.
You have the first and third base coaches coaches that are required to wear the helmets.
Yep.
However, not the first baseman and the third baseman. Okay, just the coaches. There's not that much difference. In fact, you could probably make the argument that on a lot of plays, first and third basemen are closer to the batter than the coaches are.
For sure.
They haven't required the pitcher to wear the protective helmet. So there's some inconsistencies there in terms of safety.
I think you have a better opportunity of the protective hat, the protective helmet, being worn across the infield than the head first slide being outlawed. Both have value and both make sense to the game. I just don't want to change it to them. I just don't want to change my game that way.
Yeah, and I don't know. It bears talking about, and maybe we'll get into it down the line here, but hopefully Craig Counsell has some good news regarding Travis Shaw. Let's find out. Here's Counts after
the victory. Well, yeah, I mean, Zach was, he was really flawless. He was outstanding. Got through seven innings in really efficient way and really very little rallies. One, they had second and third with two outs once, I think was probably the biggest rally that they had going. So he pitched beautifully. I mean, he had four pitches working, and it's four real weapons and four pitches he can use to get outs with. So it was, it was a great performance from him, and he's on a nice little run right here.
I
think it was pretty clear cut to me. I mean, getting seven, I think, got us to a place where we were very, comfortable with Barnesy and Swarzak, and we would have matched up in the seventh inning, and I would have felt good about that. But he getting us through seven was, he did his job for sure, and I thought it was the right time.
How about Barnes' inning? He's had some outings like this where it's the ball down the line, the Gray's jersey.
Yeah, I mean he pitched in some traffic, and then what starts the inning is the walk, and so that's what I mean. I'm sorry, he didn't walk the guy, but he got behind 3-0, and that's what gets you in trouble a little bit, and then you have ball in play, bad luck on it, but he made pitches. Big thing is that we try to pick off, and it's kind of the first time where maybe it cost us a little bit, but he came back and he made a huge pitch at getting the strikeout right after it. So, and then really, the hit by pitch to me was, we were contemplating an intentional walk there with Duda. He got ahead of him, so we went after him, but we were going to be careful with him. So it worked out okay.
What did you ask there after the hit by pitch?
If he swung. I wanted to make sure he didn't swing, yeah. And then we just checked it on replay.
How big was that strikeout to Dickerson, just especially coming after the error?
Yeah, well, Dickerson's a hitter that he swings a lot. He's able to put his bat on a lot of balls. And then Jacob had thrown up some very good pitches previously in the dirt, maybe, that he'd got his bat on. So, he got one down and nasty enough to get a swing and miss.
Any update on Travis?
Yeah, Travis, he's got a neck contusion, really. The ball hit him really square on the left side of the neck. which I'm sure you guys saw on TV. So he's doing okay. His neck's just a little stiff, really, right now. So just day to day, he's passed all the tests and nothing to be concerned about. But he's just a little stiff right now.
That means concussion test. Did they do that just as a
yeah? Everything was fine. Yeah, yep.
As much as we've talked about the offense to come up with those insurance runs.
Well, you know, it was similar to yesterday where we get a, you know, we get a home run to make it, you know, 2-0. And then, you know, again, we had a rally in the ninth and, you know, that guy's, he made some pitches to Arcia to strike him out. But, you know, he bounced some sliders last night, he'd bounced some sliders tonight, and so we caught a break with him bouncing a slider to get that extra run. So it was those add-on runs are big, and Anthony pitched a really nice inning, getting the leadoff hitter out to me in that type of an inning for a guy that's you know, not normally used in that inning, I think is the big thing, and he did a nice job with that leadoff hitter.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score.
Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, we just heard from Craig Counsell. I'm hanging on the edge of my seat saying, hey, man, give us an update on Shaw. You can't tell me they're not going to give me an update on Travis Shaw. Are you kidding me? You better give an update on Travis Shaw. And at the end of the update, I was clapping, literally. I was in here.
That was tremendous.
That's
great,
huge.
Great news to hear about Travis Shaw.
That's pennant race news, mm-hmm. guys. And certainly for Travis Shaw, we're definitely concerned about him without question. Because I went through on the air doing this show through the years of talking about Corey Koski. And so we get it. And it destroyed his career. It did.
It ended his career.
Yeah. And it was
a good career, too.
A neck injury. And that was ultimately the demise of his career. I would assume he has recovered to just about 100%. But there were days and weeks and a while where he would not leave a dark room. Couldn't play with his kids. It was awful. So we were not only clapping for Travis Shaw, but clapping that's good news in a pennant race, guys. That's mm-hmm. that's the cards were dealt here. So there's Craig Counsell as heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Let's check out some numbers. Let me squeeze in Mike in Menominee Falls here. He had something to say about head first slides. Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Tim?
What's up?
I can't believe that just because you got a kid playing, you're going to try to outlaw head first slides. I got a three-sport athlete, and he hustles his butt off. And there's no way. Any way you want to go in is beautiful. The dumbest thing, like you said, was the Buster Posey rule change. That, to me, is ridiculous. But it's like the head first slide, when them guys are landing on, like, concrete, they have to tear up their ribs to just – do that.
They do, and that's why I said maybe I just have an affinity of that type of play, just because I'm scared, you know what I mean? And you have to understand that, but look, he plays hard on his sleeve too. I do too. I'm out when I was younger, man, it was just
balls to the walls.
It kind of was, but and a blatant disregard to safety. And he says, no, you're nuts. He does. I mean, we've talked about it. And he goes, dude, you can't play the
basketball. I worry more about my kid's eyes. I'd like to see him wear goggles. He's not doing that. But one last thing. It's
sure.
Like, Craig Counsell, it's like, can we have an over and under number, like maybe 30 for maybe a two-minute conversation every time he says, do you ever notice that?
Or, yeah, oh, are you kidding? We should have a desk bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's the
no, we do keep track.
There's the no sniff.
Yeah.
There's the there's the for sure.
For sure.
And there's the certainly. So all of those things. Now, if you go to Mike McCarthy, he's got the lip smack.
Yep. Or we got to get that cleaned up.
Mike, I have crutches too. There's no question about it. I do too. As a broadcaster, every single broadcaster this side of Denver has crutches. We do.
You can book that.
We just do. That's we always have our go-to things. We always have our little nuances, and Craig Counsell sure does have them. There's no doubt. All right, let's check out the numbers. Inside the Box brought to you by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports. Here's a number. Caller, Bart, going to join us. Bart Winkler.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Get your popcorn ready.
He's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Zach Davies outstanding tonight. 7 shutout on 1 hit.
Eric Thames, second day in the leadoff spot. He goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Does get on base one time with a walk.
Come on.
So at least he was on base, Tim. Let's calm it down there. The birthday boy, Domingo Santana, 1 for 3 today with a walk and a strikeout. Ryan Braun, 0 for 4 today. His average now down to 260 for the year.
We got to get to Ryan Braun conversation tomorrow afternoon. Cool. We do.
And I'm always down to talk about Ryan Braun and defend Ryan Braun. Travis Shaw, hopefully he's back in the lineup tomorrow as no concussion goes. He was just 1 for 1, saw 3 pitches there in that at bat. Aaron Perez, 1 for 3 with a solo shot in the ninth. Jesus Aguilar, 2 for 4 with a run scored for Aggie. Manny Pena, 0 for 3. Eric Sogard, 0 for 3. Jonathan Villar, 0 for 1 in his appearance. Keon Broxton, 1 for 3 with a run scored. And Orlando Arcia goes 1 for 4 with an RBI. Zach Davies, the story tonight, barely even touched on him yet. He goes 7 innings of 1-hit ball, had a no-hitter through 5 1/3, through 2 walks and 2 strikeouts for Davies today. Picks up his 13th win on the year. It was a barn burner, to say the least, for Jacob Barnes in the 8th inning. 1 inning, 2 hits, a walk, and no runs given up for Barnes. Swarzak comes in and gets his first save for the crew. Gives up just 1 hit, strikes out a couple in a scoreless inning. The Brewers get 3 runs on 7 hits, commit 3 errors tonight, but get away with it as the Tampa Bay Rays score no runs on 4 hits. Zach Davies, once again, 13th win on the season. Brewers now 59 and 53.
He's got a shot at 20. Zach Davies has a shot to win 20 games this year.
Well, then
did they, I just say that?
Yeah. Then they would be pacing on the opportunity to win 30 of these next 50.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But
come on,
Timmy. Okay, but if you do the math, 5 pitchers in a rotation with 50 games left means he gets 10 opportunities, right?
Yep. 7 of 10.
Can he go 7 decisions? 7 wins? He can go 7 decisions, but can he get 7 wins in those decisions?
Well, his last 4 times out, he's gone 7 innings of work.
Man, he's been
he's going to have a great opportunity at it.
Chuck is Chuck and Bart, they're going to be on the air Monday morning, but they are back in town. At least Bart is. Chuck's car is still in the parking lot if you want to vandalize that. But Bart...
Don't give me too many ideas, man.
Oh, you already did it? Bart's going to join us up next. I want to check his pulse on what's been going on from a distance here. He's been off the air. We'll do that next on the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers win 3-0.
Now here's the behind-the-scenes postgame update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info. This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
All right, welcome back. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Tim, Billy, Anthony, and Bart Winkler is going to join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline as we go inside our own clubhouse here with WeatherTech Windows and Doors. And let me tell you, Bart, welcome back, first of all. How was your trip?
Good. Hey, I don't know if we acknowledge how we're supposed to acknowledge, like, promos and stuff, but is Bill Michaels really going to break down all the positions on his show on Monday? I'm very excited to hear that.
All 22 of them.
All the positions on one show. Wow, I'm there.
That's the all 22 angle from atop. All right, so let me tell you a story, Bart. We would all like, as Brewers fans, I think we would like our team to be a dynamo, a monstrosity. Wouldn't we? I mean, we would like to go and did you hear the stat about the Dodgers? Okay. They, of their last 50 games, a little story time, they're 43-7.
Okay.
They can't, you can't hardly play better base. In fact, a team hasn't put that 50-game run together since 1912.
Wow. Okay.
We would love the Brewers to be that. But the fact is, they're not.
No.
However, they're a good baseball team, are they not, Bart Winkler? Tell us a story.
You know, part of this trip that Chuck and I went to, one of the big things that we're like supposed to do is network, you know, with these other people, and we try to do that. But I'm not kidding. I'm not blowing smoke. I'm not trying to pander. Every single night, Chuck and I would be at these socials, and we'd get distracted because the Brewers were on. So we'd be like off in a little corner watching on our phone. And then the Cubs were playing in the day. So we're in these seminars, and we're both like checking our phone and watching the video on our phone. This pennant race has completely taken over my life, and you don't get to be a pennant race contending team playing baseball like this in August if you're not a good team.
But why is it disappointing? Why is it disappointing to some fans that they're not this knockdown, drag out monstrosity of a team like the Dodgers on paper?
Because, all right, I don't want to play fan cop all summer.
I know.
Okay.
But I think that I don't think fans like what's happening. They either want to be bad,
uh-oh,
they know they're going to be bad and they don't have to get their hopes up, or they want them to know that they're going to be good so they don't have to get their hopes up.
Sounds like Bart.
They're going to be good. You know the Packers are going to make the playoffs.
Yes.
They're going to be good. So Packer fans, yeah, they'll get mad when they're down 3-0 week one to Seattle. But for the most part, you know what to expect. This Brewers team is giving us something we didn't expect. And I don't think people are used to, in August, watching Brewers Rays on a Saturday night, living and dying on every pitch.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. So, you know, maybe this might be a more appropriate question. Is it that they're protecting their emotions and their feelings for a letdown, or is it protecting their predictions?
Ah, that's very intriguing. There are a lot of people who have put time on the rebuild in David Stern's mouth. There's a lot of people that say this rebuild should be 3 to 5 years.
All right, this music is driving me nuts,
years,
Billy. Get rid of this music. I'm sorry, Bart.
10 years, yep. Let's say. I'm talking about Joe.
Uh-oh.
There's a lot of people that either...
Hold on.
So now you can spin the Brewers' wheel of doubt. Who is your selection, Bart Winkler?
God, it's Radio Joe Zanzola.
Let's find out. And we got a winner. There you go.
Wink Martindale with the victory.
I love it.
That's the wheel of doubt. But is it protecting their predictions and they just don't want to be wrong? And that's okay. I predicted that Michael Blazek would be a force in the bullpen down the stretch here. Okay, I can sleep very well at night knowing I was wrong. It's okay.
I predicted Willie Peralta would be one of the best pitchers on this team. I mean,
exactly.
You know, I was wrong. I predicted 78 wins. Am I rooting for them to have 78 wins? No, I'm rooting for them to have 95 wins. Why the hell would I put my own prediction? I think too many people do that. And I'm not talking about just like guys on the station.
No.
Too many people try to protect their prediction to prove that you are. Nobody cares. Nobody knows. Nobody's going back and looking on your Twitter account.
It's funny.
Enjoy
that,
these games.
It's funny. There's 50 games left, exactly 50. And even if they go 25-25, Bart, that's an 84-win team.
Well, that's at least what they are. This team should at least be 500. This team should win at least 85. This team should win the NL Central. I mean, I told you want to talk about a prediction. Chuck and I have a bet right now that the Cubs this week, I said they're going to go 2-4 or worse. So if they lose tomorrow, I get a little money from Freem.
Yes, you
but
do.
But I don't. Everybody wanted to write this thing off last weekend, and I don't understand why. It's still, I mean, there's 50 games left. You're a half game back. Let's let this play out, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Since the All-Star break, there's been 21 games, Bart, and in those 21 games, the Brewers are averaging right around 3.2 runs per game. The offense is just absolutely brutal right now. When it comes to scoring runs, they're 9-12 since the All-Star break.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. They should only have 3 or 4 wins based on that offense.
That is 7-9. Okay.
That's
what
nuts.
I put this on Twitter yesterday or this morning. Somebody said something about, can Domingo have a birthday day like Arcia had last night? And I said, well, maybe Arcia should be batting leadoff. And then everybody started chiming in. And then McKelvey, Adam McKelvey, who I'll ask this to him Monday at 8 o'clock, said that lineups don't matter. And I don't – I mean, I'm pretty sure lineups matter. I don't know why Eric Thames is your leadoff hitter. You could argue his on-base percentage is among the top of the team because it is, but he hasn't been doing much in the leadoff position. Throw RC up there for a game. Do it for a game. If lineups don't matter, do it for a game.
I would love to see. Well, you're going to see the DH now against the Twins here Monday and Tuesday. So they really get an extra hitter in these five straight games of interleague play, and it just doesn't seem to be making the difference. Pitching's going to let up just a little bit, Bart. We know that. I know that. Everybody knows that. But at the same time, maybe the timing's just right for the offense to start picking it up when they let up a little bit. I think they're in a good spot in that regard.
What is it? Was it 22 scoreless innings from the pitching staff right now?
Is that what it
22?
Is? Yeah, well, it's 18, 19. Yeah, it is 22. Yep.
Yeah, Thursday in the fifth inning is what I think the broadcast said.
Yep.
Tonight. That's not going to hold up. You're not going to hold teams like the Rays. They're in a playoff race. You're shutting them out two nights in a row. That's not going to continue. The offense is – they need to step up, but big credit should go to Anthony Swarzak.
Not our savior Swarzak, because Council had made that comment.
Right.
He's not
going to
come in here and be a savior, so that's his nickname now.
That's a good nickname. When the trade happened, you think, oh, my God, this is another Scott Linebrink type deal. It's not going to matter. And then I think, were you arguing with Joe on one of the shows where he said it's going to be, he'll give you 2 to 3 bonus wins tops? That's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
He's already gotten it from him, too.
Yeah, it's just stay in town, Bart. That's all I ask.
Don't leave us.
I'm just Joverloaded, man. I just
How'd it go Thursday morning?
I don't know. It's all a blur.
Well, no punches were thrown, so
no,
that was good.
I did threaten to punch him in the face, though.
Really? On the show?
Yep. On the air, yeah.
Also threatened to roundhouse heel kick him. That was another one.
Well, yeah, you did it with him too, Billy. How'd that go?
It was good. We kept it in line. I didn't let him go out on too many of his, you know, soliloquies and likes to preach to the people. So I kept Pastor Joe in line.
7-9 is not going to host the NFC Championship game.
I'm
it's
sorry,
just
I
not.
Don't make up these numbers. It's just fact.
Ryan Braun needs to be healthy. Look, Travis Shaw, I don't care if you get hit in the groin. You need to be out there in that third inning. The Brewers need you.
They need to win these.
You need to win
games like this, but I'm not going to get my hopes up.
We love Joe. He knows that. On air is on air. Off
Somebody
the air,
does.
I just want to give him a hug. On the air, I want to punch him. I just do.
I want to know more about his girlfriend.
What do you want to know?
Why won't he talk about her?
He shut me down.
Because he's
real
smart.
He shut me down real quick when I asked a couple of questions on Friday. I just asked, what they were going to do.
Because he's smart. That's why.
He's smart?
Yes.
What does that mean?
No. Just leave that stuff off the air. Yep. I think it's a good decision. Bart, we don't know anything about your wife. That's a good decision.
Yeah, but I also don't make a big deal about it when she comes up.
That's true.
No, you don't.
Bart's also not bragging that he's married.
Bart, will you?
I answer questions, and I don't sidestep the questions, and people don't see because I don't put up a fight. Don't ask about my wife. If I said that, people would be all over about it. But because I, answer the question and move on, it's not a big deal.
Bart, can you join us tomorrow, maybe, or do I get Chuck?
Is Chuck's car still there?
Yes. It is, yeah.
I don't know what happened. We got off the plane and he kind of vanished.
Oh.
Never to be seen again.
Bart, do you know how to put out a silver alert?
Yeah, I'll call the authorities.
Yep, all the phones are going off right now. Silver alert in Lamira. All right, Bart, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Later, guys.
There he is, Bart Winkler. Chuck and Winkler, Monday morning, they will have tons of Brewers talk. Adam McAlvey on, Ed Cedar's going to join them. We still have one game left in this series. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show, built by Ozinga, gets you ready with you, Billy,
yes,
at
sir.
11 o'clock. That's a 12:10 first pitch. And after the last pitch, let's make the switch and talk about a Brewers victory, and hopefully they can sweep the Rays. It's a tough thing to do, sweep a baseball team and sweep them at their place. Jimmy Nelson on the hill. Archer on the hill for those guys.
Bring your broom, Timmy.
Yeah, I hope. All right, for Anthony Mandela, Bill Baby Tao Schmid, my name is Tim Allen. Have a great night. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.